Good morning, sir. What is your name before we get started, sir?
Randy Raphael.
Mr. Raphael, thank you, sir. I'm going to ask the same question again for the record this time. Would you state your name again as well as your ADC number for the record, sir?
Randy Raphael, 315-277.
Thank you, Mr. Raphael. You appear in the on the Board of Executive Diplomacy for your revocation hearing regarding the allegation on your warrant, and based on information that we had, we were notified of this hearing back on March the 27th of this year. Do you remember signing that notification, sir, that the hearing will be held today?
Yes,
and on that, among other things, you stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing today, and I want to introduce them to you. On my right, which would be your left, is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. On the other end, all the way on the end, is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kawanis. And my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to observe as you lead your panel lead for your hearing this morning. We also have in the room with us today the gentleman that you should be able to see now. That is the Honorable Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner represents the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of today. Now, Mr. Raphael and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm? Mr. Raphael?
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Turner, Honorable Mr. Turner.
I do need to make an amendment to the warrant.
Okay, yes, sir.
On the bottom part of the warrant, where the community supervision index should have been, it was blank. That should say 020719.
020-07-2019.
That would be the date of release line all the way to the right. About 3/4 way down the page.
Yes, sir. I see that one. Last time I didn't see the one, but I got this one, sir. Okay, that was just an amendment to the warrant, sir. Just putting that date in. So you heard what the Department of Corrections stated, and so we will move on now that we have that amendment to the warrant, sir. Our information also shows, sir, that you did appear before the probable cause officer back on March the 1st of this year, and that you participated in that hearing. I believe that was by telephone, and that the probable cause officer did find that you violated a condition of your release and that you had lapsed or it was probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company. And inasmuch as you've gone through that probable cause hearing, which is phase one of the hearing for all practical purposes, I'm going to prepare to move on to phase two. And in preparation to move on to phase two, I'm going to make a motion to move from phase one to phase two, and then we will go into phase two of your hearing. Therefore, my motion is to be to, based upon information provided by the probable cause office to this board, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Raphael violated term condition of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kawanis. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing, which is very important, sir, because it's in phase two. At the end of phase two, this board is going to make a decision, and that decision is going to be whether to release you to back out in the streets or to continue you until your release time, and you serve your release time. Okay, now we begin.
Can I say something, sir?
Yes, sir, if you want to. Yes, sir.
When I was out there, I violated, but I was still doing good. You know, I had
Okay, now we're going to give you that opportunity. We're going to give you a little later to give that information. We've got to go through this protocol, and we're going to get to that, and you can tell us everything that you want to tell us and as part of phase two. But we have to go through this process right at the moment. So you've been given that opportunity. And we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections, that is Mr. Turner. Once he gives us that background information, then we're going to come back and talk with you, sir, and then you can tell us all of that. Mr. Turner, would you give us some background information, sir?
Yes, sir. Raphael was released from ADC custody on 8/24/2018. and arrested on 1/28/2019 by ABC Parole on tech violation. No new charges, however, there was an indication the subject is wanted by the Heal River PD in reference to an aggravated assault domestic violence. He was returned back to ADC custody on 1/28/2019 with an adjusted CSED of 7/11/2019 with 154 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, armed robbery, 3 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.3. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Westside Phoenix. He has no prior terms on supervision. Disciplinary is minimal with intoxicants noted. Other arrest, 2013, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2015, unlawful use means of transportation, Arizona juvenile probation. He has a GB score of G5, V5. Status of charges, Parole Supervisor Butcher spoke with the Heal River PD, who advised subject has no active warrants out of their jurisdiction. They did confirm a DV ag assault incident from January 2019, which was submitted for prosecution, but at this time there's no pending charges.
Okay, thank you so very much. Honorable Mr. Turner. Okay, now we're going to move forward. I'm going to begin this phase two by looking at your case supervision summary, and then just a few comments, and then we will get to you, sir, for you to tell us whatever you need to tell us. Based on the information that I see when you were initially released, you were to reside at TLC in Phoenix, but you failed to report to TLC. So why didn't you go to TLC, sir, when you were released?
Well, I'm going to be honest, Chico, I have the weekends myself, and I have fun with some of my family, and my mom was in and out of the hospital, and I went to see her, and my mom was homeless, basically, and my mom was staying at the park, and, I have my mom, we're staying in and out of hotels, I got a job, and I was supporting me and my mom at hotels. And after that, I looked in on the ADC website and I seen that I had a warrant for absconding. And I wasn't just going to go right back in. I know my mom's out there, she needed my help, so that's what I was doing.
Okay, sir. You asked my next question. You said you found some employment. So exactly what were you doing with, in terms of a job while you were out, sir?
Well, my first job was at Camco on 24th Avenue in Durango. They built mobile houses. I only worked there 3 days. Because the third day I was working, my grandpa called me up. He was like, hey, he's like, quit your job, come work for me. He got the welding shop on 16th Street and University. It's a welding shop. He kind of owns it. They make $14 an hour, so I quit my other job and I started working for him. And after that, my auntie took me and my mom in, and we were just staying there, and I was paying rent there. And, I got my mom off the street. We were both off the streets, staying at my auntie's house.
I'm glad that you were able to get your mother off the streets and that you were able to find out employment with your uncle. Did he teach you how to start welding, sir? Did you get into gaming the skills there, sir?
Yeah, it was on the job training. It was helping me. He helped me learn measurements, how to weld, different kind of welding. And after that, that's what I was doing. It was on the job training.
Okay, well, that's a great profession. Once you learn how to do it, and it pays well, is my understanding. So we do show that you have been staying with your grandmother, and I see that as being a positive. And but you, as you say, you for whatever reason you just didn't stay at TLC. You prefer being with your family and getting your mother off the streets and having employment. So this board lets you out now, you get out in July. What are your plans for the future? So what do you plan to do when you get out, sir?
Well, I'm going to continue working with my grandpa, And I got a girlfriend now, and she wants to help me buy an apartment, so I'm going to just save my money up. And I'm going to buy an apartment, and I'm going to continue working with my grandpa.
Okay. And I'm just going to say this, and maybe you don't need this because you already have a job and everything, but as you may or may not know, you know, in the Phoenix area, and you're in the Phoenix area, that you, we do have this Native American program. I do notice that you're Native American, and they offer you programming at no cost, to, just in case you need some help in finding a job with health. So forth. I'm sure they would also help you to find an apartment. I just throw that out just for your information. I just happen to know that that takes place. So at this time, sir, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you. I don't see any at this time. Therefore, we're coming to a standing of your hearing, but as we come to a standing of your hearing, I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and make a decision, sir. So anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
Yeah, I would just like to say, you know, it'll be, I really appreciate it, like, it would be, because I'm always doing better than them. And, you know, I get released on, my ankle monitor and everything.
Okay, sir.
And I just want to help my mom, you know?
I do understand. Yes, sir. Well, thank you so very, very much, sir. And now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and then we will going to come back with the decision of the board. I find that Mr. Burrell is a very interesting young man. He's only, I believe, he's only 19 years of age, not quite turned 20 years of age. This is his first time being in the Department of Corrections, however, I think that I'm just going to make my long story short. I think it would be best for him just to complete this term. And one reason I feel that way is because he did abscond for 154 days. You know, that's a long time for purposes of supervision, community supervision. That seal, roll-off's supposed to know where he is at all times, in 154 days, although he was doing something good for his mother. But I think if he could just go ahead and complete this and get out on July 7th, then he will, unless something come up with that other choice that we don't know anything about, then he wouldn't have to be worried about no parole officer or no one else. He would be on his own, and he could work with his mother, he could work for his uncle, and he could live that productive life. But I am prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Okay, therefore, I'm going to offer motion management to be based on information contained in this warrant number 2018W2557, as well as information provided to the board by the Department of Corrections. I'm going to move to Mr. Turner, as well as information provided to the board by the probable cause officer. I'm going to move to revoke this community supervision based upon the same. Is that in my motion? By the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked, but you're going to be out in July the 7th of this year. We wish you the best, sir. And once you get out, please take care of your mother. And please, sir, don't get in any trouble anymore, because a young man like you don't have any business walking around there in Orange. And we don't want to see you again in Orange. This will end your hearing, sir. Thank you so very much. And please put the CO3 back on the form, sir.
Hey, so you said
it
July 7th?
That's the information that I was given by the Department of Corrections by Mr. Turner on July 11th. I'm sorry, July the 11th. I said something, but I mean July the 11th.
All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. And so, thank you.